Welcome to Frequency Matters, the R from Microwave Update series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host Gary LaRude. In this episode, we're going to take a look at our January radar and antennas issue and some highlights from the CES show in Las Vegas. So the cover story for January, very good. It's written by authors from the University of Oklahoma and the Army Research Labs, and they discuss Horus, a testbed for fully digital phased array radars. And they take a look at kind of the evolution of radar over the years, and then talk about their new design, which is a fully digital mobile S-band phased array radar. So very good article, very well written. What do we have for other technical features?
Well, along the lines of the theme of the issue, we have an app note from Analog Devices that talks about using multi-channel transceiver ICs for phased array radars. And the benefits, as you would expect, are with more integration, you get smaller size, you get less power dissipation. But it's also interesting in that there's improvement in phase noise depending upon how you configure the local oscillators. Then we have an article from Kumu Networks. This is about interference cancellation when you have two, say, TDD radios that are co-located in proximity and fairly close in frequency. Typically, to avoid adjacent channel interference and overload, you would space them out in the frequency bands, but using this cancellation technology, you can actually reduce that guard band to down to zero, so that's impressive. Then Plextech RFI has a four-channel power amplifier, single MMIC design that operates at 28 gigahertz, the 5G band. This is fabricated on a 0.15 micron EDP hemp process from Sanan IC. Coincidentally, we feature them in our Fabs and Labs this month. And the power amplifier from Plextech, if you look at a single channel, has 24.5 dBm power out at 1 dB compression and about 25.5 dB power saturated. And then we have an interesting collaborative article from Shanghai University, Feng Chia University, and Huizhou Wireless. And they have developed a beam steering antenna for the mobile phone. Their approach is based on a cavity-backed slot antenna and a 4x4 Butler feed matrix. And this is an interesting beam steering antenna for the phone, the first article I've seen since we did a Qualcomm article about a year ago on their millimeter wave module.
Yeah, it's kind of a different approach.
Right, exactly. So lots of interesting stuff in our first issue of 2020.
So turning to the news, CES is big happenings, and a lot of the larger RF and microwave companies were exhibiting there. And I wanted to highlight on the test and measurement front the big two. So Rohde & Schwarz, they were highlighting their automotive capabilities, and they had OTA validation and characterization of the under 4D radar chip. They had radar test solutions for development and validation, radome testing setup to evaluate bumpers and radomes, and analyzing, simulating, and testing V2X communications. So it's very interesting that they worked with Under to optimize their OTA test system. It's now the best in the world. It took a lot of optimization of the reflector and some of the isolation and things like that to really make it up to par. It's a very sensitive chip, so it was a good exercise for both of them.
Interesting.
And they also pointed out to us a very interesting thing to test radomes and also the bumper materials and even paints that are in front of these sensors, because now, you know, they're such high performance that small effects can impact the measurement of the capabilities that they're doing. And so they tested it, and they showed how even different color paints have different attenuation patterns over frequency. So very interesting.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So Keysight highlighted similar applications, but they took a different approach with some educational demos. So they had a demo on car electronics over time, showing the increase in vehicle electronics for the past 10 years. They had V2X covering how many communication links a car really needs and supporting those uses. And self-driving experience with simulated self-driving vehicle to understand the impact of small variations in performance. And finally, a IoT and car covering how the fusion of humans, IoT, and cars enables personalized driving experiences. So very good demos. What did we see on the semiconductor side there?
Well, the semiconductor side, some of the similar things you're talking about. While Mobile World Congress seems to focus on cellular communications, it's like CES is more focused on IoT and automotive. And so in that light, Qorvo and Skyworks seem to be competing for similar market share in these spaces. Qorvo had several announcements. They had a new kit that provides Wi-Fi, Zigbee, Thread, and Bluetooth low energy for in-home applications. They announced two IoT modules that cover both narrowband IoT and LTE-M. And then they introduced a suite of products for V2X, which included integrated FEMs, individual components, and filters. One of the most interesting, I thought, was a BAW coexistence filter operating up in the upper 5 gigahertz band to provide coexistence protection for your traditional Wi-Fi and the 5.9 gigahertz V2X band. Then Skyworks, not to be outdone, they have started talking about IoT as massive IoT because of the proliferation, and their focus is on the home, or at least what they were talking about at CES. And they have a really interesting system in a package that they introduced, which has the RF front end, the transceiver, the power management, memory, and a baseband modem for an LTE multiband radio that goes basically from 700 megahertz up to 2.2 gigahertz. So that was very impressive. And then they have a number of FEMs for in-home applications. They're focusing on security. And they said they have design wins from Amazon, from Arlo, from Google, from Honeywell, and Ring. So a lot of nice success for them. And then certainly Qualcomm had a big presence at CES. Their strategy is to kind of leverage a lot of their investment in modem and other technology like the Snapdragon and apply it to broader markets. So automotive is a key target for them. They had a number of announcements in that area. So a lot of activity at CES.
Yeah, it's interesting how CES has become more consumer electronics and automotive applications. 5G is there, but it's kind of in the background compared to these other ones. And Mobile World Congress is really the 5G show.
Yeah, exactly.
So my favorites for CES, I'd like to cover those.
Yeah.
I'm really into the autonomous vehicles and robots. I think those are very interesting. RoboSense announced their first public road test, and they actually did them there at the show of their LiDAR unit. And we saw Uber and Hyundai announced the flying taxi. So they have this concept which will transport up to 4 people at a time through the air. So that would be great to see in the future.
Yeah.
And then on a more personal note, there were autonomous robots for yourself in the home. And my two favorite were the Charmin toilet paper fetching robot. So if you find yourself on the throne in need of the important papers, you just summon the Charmin robot. It will bring you a new roll. And my favorite was the automated pooper scooper robot. So it wanders your yard and it will identify the dog poop and pick it up for you automatically.
Wow.
So I'm ordering one of those soon.
I wish I had that as a kid.
How about you for favorites?
Well, on the robot theme, Ford announced that they bought the first 2 production models of the Digit robot from Agility Robotics. This is a humanoid-looking robot that was developed to basically pick up packages. And the scene that, or scenario that Ford envisions is an autonomous vehicle doing deliveries to the home, and this robot will come out of the back of the vehicle, pick up the package, and take it to the doorstep and deliver it. It uses kind of a LiDAR sensor to get sight, if you will, and then it claims that it can carry packages up to 40 pounds. And then I think my favorite, I have Alexa in a couple rooms in my house. I have Alexa on my phone. I now have Alexa in my car. Well, now I can have Alexa in the shower. Kohler introduced a shower head with an embedded smart speaker and a wireless connection, so you can have Alexa in the shower. So as long as there's no video link, I'm ordering one.
Good things.
And I think that's it for this episode, right?
Yes.
Well, we want to thank you for watching. And the start of this new year, we have some opportunities available for sponsorship. So if you're interested in joining Frequency Matters or our Microwave Journal podcast, please get in touch with us. Until next time.